Next, brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by First Baptist Church. Coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
It is a Tuesday morning, and for a Community Connection this morning, two folks in, but we'll start with Dory Potter, and we'll talk about some spring things coming up. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. Yes, we're thinking spring, and we're ready to talk about some of the things that we've got coming up this spring here with the radio station and with some of our favorite listeners.
Do we have any listeners that are not our favorite?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I hate to admit that, but there's a couple that I call them EGR, extra grace required people. But anyway, most of them are our favorites. There's just a couple.
Well, that's okay. I'm sure everybody could find a couple that they might find similar.
And they probably think I'm an EGR person too. So anyway,
it is a two-way street.
Exactly. But what we're talking about today are some of the fun things that we've got coming up. Of course, right now we've got the promotion going. We're waiting for that first baby still, Charlie.
We are. I checked with the folks at Jane Phillips again just before 8. The nurse just laughed and said no.
But no baby yet. So, but when the baby does come, we've got a gift basket from Jane Phillips Medical Center. We've got a $100 savings bond from Blue Sky Bank in Pawhuska. We've got a posh mommy necklace from Wendell's Rock and Jewelry. We've got a burp cloth, homemade receiving blanket, crochet jacket from Fabric Notions, a $50 gift certificate from Keepsake Candles. We've got a baby thermometer from Boulevard Discount Pharmacy. We've got a gift certificate from the Gusher Car Wash. You know, that's a nice gift too.
It is a great gift. Yeah.
We've got an hour massage from Amy Morris, massage therapist. We've got gift certificates for a facial from Susan Hayden of Bella Vita Salon and Day Spa. We've got a bouquet of flowers from Flowerland and Chili's three-course dinner with two appetizers, dinner and dessert. Fun prizes. We're just waiting for that first baby to come.
And there was one year, several years ago, I think it was like the fifth before we actually received that first birth. I hope we don't do that this year.
Well, I'm sure as much as we're waiting, there's a couple mommies that are probably really ready for that baby to come too. So we've got a lot of us just praying for that baby to come. But no, it's an exciting time, and we just pray for a happy, healthy baby, and we're just exciting for it to come so we can help celebrate with the parents.
Absolutely, and it's always nice to read those New Year's baby birth names on New Year's Day to say, okay, I remember the story about this one. This was a birthday, you know, a long time ago.
Exactly, exactly. So much fun. But once we get past this, Charlie, now we're also working on some other fun things that are going to go on this spring. Of course, we've got our Interstate Farm and Home Show that we're working on. That's the first weekend in March, actually March 2nd and 3rd.
Okay.
We're going to host it. This will be the second annual in Coffeyville at the Community College there. Last year, we partnered with KGGF. We'd make it KRIG and KGGF. Actually partnering together to have this big interstate show, and it includes a lot of businesses that are from throughout the region. And so we encourage people to mark your calendars for the first weekend in March and come join us. And if you happen to have a business that might like to participate, now's the time to sign up too.
And it's important that you do get in because you get in early on all the promotional advertising on the whole event. And again, the word farm kind of says something to somebody, but it's a whole lot more than
it's
that.
A home show, farm and home show. Yeah. So there's a little bit from everybody. You've got everything from, you know, Pampered Chef and Mary Kay to the big farm implements and everything in between, you know, whether you've got windows or financial or whatever it might be. Vacations, you know, there's something for everybody there of all ages and of all interests. And last year we had about 3,000 people that came to it. I mean, it was a great show. We give away wonderful prizes at it too. So there's some incentive to come and register and sign up for all the different prizes. We'll give prizes away as well as the different participants in the from the businesses will give prizes too. So we'll have demonstrations and we'll be doing live broadcasts, just a whole lot of fun things again.
As I recall, last year it was a great day, and it was the first events, which sometimes people don't realize what all's going on until year two or three or four. So we want more people this year.
Exactly, exactly. We actually will do our setup on Friday morning, and so Friday afternoon, we invite people to come Friday afternoon, and then again all day Saturday. So we close up about 4 o'clock on Saturday. So encourage people to mark your calendars and plan for that. And again, if you have a business that you might like to participate, just give us a call here at the radio station, and we'll tell you how. There are a lot of different size packages, because we know there are small businesses and there are larger businesses, and you might not need a large space, or you might need a huge space. So there's something for
everybody. Even if you're a relatively small business, as in mom and pop, you may have large stuff, so you need more space.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And there's different packages too to accommodate what you might like as far as commercial packages and things too. So things as much as ads in the map that people will have there. And so there's just a lot of different ways for people to participate. So we encourage people, the Interstate Farm and Home Show, March 2nd and 3rd in Coffeeville, that we'll be a part of. And we want you to be a part of it, too.
Give us a call, 918-336-1001. Ask for sales, or just say, hey, what about this show? How do I get involved?
Right. Yeah. Then, one of the things that, has really become a tradition here in Bartlesville is our cooking show. Mm-hmm. And last year, we did a cooking extravaganza where we featured local celebrity chefs. And we are going to do that again this year. It was so much fun. People said, this is the best show yet. I mean, they really enjoyed getting to hear some of our local talent that we have. So we had chefs from the Rolling Pin. We had it from Tri-County Tech. We had it from Painted Horse. We had it from Hillcrest Country Club, and we're anticipating most of those to come back again and be a part of it. They've talked about signing up again, and so we're in the process of signing them up. So mark your calendars for that, April 10th at the Community Center. It's
that
a Tuesday
would be like
night.
A Tuesday or
it's a Tuesday night. Yeah. Tuesday night, April 10th. Easter is the week before that, so we're going to get Easter out of the way and all that, and so then you'll have some. Ready for Think It's Spring and having our cooking extravaganza. Now, why we're talking about it so early, though, is not only for people to put it on their calendars, but we want you to be in our cookbook. We put together a cookbook for the cooking extravaganza that everybody who attends gets to have the cookbook. It will have the recipes that are featured by our celebrity chefs, but it also can have recipes featured by you. We want our listeners to turn in recipes. And so what we're doing this starting today, people can start turning the recipes into us at the radio station. Tina Romine, our promotions director, is the one that's coordinating our cookbook this year, and she invites you to get those recipes to us. Later today, you'll notice on our website that there'll be a click-through ad that you can actually submit your recipes to us there, or you can stop by the radio station. She's got a form here at the front desk there where you can get a form and you can put your recipe on that and give it to her, or you can just email it to her, tina@bartlesvilleradio.com, and get her the recipe that way. But you definitely want to get your recipe in there because it's fun to have your recipe published.
Sure.
We will have one random recipe that we'll draw as our lucky winner, and that lucky winner will be featured on stage with the recipe, and as well as you won't be demonstrating your recipe, you'll just be featured on stage with it, but we'll tell what it is and I'll feature. But you'll also be able to win a Branson prize package too.
Great.
So that person will win a Branson prize package as well as being featured there at the cooking show. So you want to get your recipes to us, kind of first come, first serve. I mean, we have a limited number of pages that we can have in the cookbook. So the earlier you get your recipes to us, the better chance you'll have of getting in the cookbook. When we get flooded with them at the end, if we've hit our max page limit, then, we won't be able to publish every recipe. So we encourage you to get your recipes in early to us. We've tentatively set a deadline for our recipes as February 15th. We want to be able to be done by then with the recipe portion of the cookbook. Tickets will go on sale for the April 10th event, the 1st of March again. That's kind of our typical 1st of March. We start selling tickets for it. So we'll start selling tickets again. They'll be available at different locations around the community as well as at the community center. We encourage you to get them at some of the other locations because that's the cheapest way to get your ticket. The community center is a convenient way to get it, but they do have their add-on charges that they do there for all their user groups, and we would be one of those groups too that has the add-on. So you can get it at the community center starting March 1st, but we encourage you to get them at some of the other businesses. And as it gets closer, we'll tell you about all the places that you can get it and prices and things like that. But right now, what we want you to do is pick out your favorite family recipe. Everybody has recipes that you've passed down through the generations in your family. It could be an appetizer, it could be a dessert, it could be a salad, entree, whatever it might be, and make that part of the KWN cookbook this year.
Okay, so yeah, if it's your spouse's grandmother's coconut pie or whatever, then that's the one you want to turn in.
Right, and I would just call it that. I'd call it Aunt Sue's coconut pie, you know, or whatever, yeah. Featured by Susie Smith, you know, or whatever, something like that. But yeah, so we can go ahead and maybe give kudos to whatever relative originally did it, but then you'll get kudos too for submitting the recipe. So when you do submit your recipe to us, we do want to have all your contact information, because if you're the lucky winner, we want to be able to get in touch with you.
Yeah. Hey, get a chance to sample the recipe. I don't know.
Well, we aren't going to sample all the recipes that are in it. You know, we would just gain way too much weight if we sampled all those recipes. But we do want to feature one of them and win a Branson prize package.
Absolutely. We'll take a short break and continue with spring. Yeah, I like that idea. Continue with spring when we continue in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And continuing on a community connection on AM 1400, K1, so many things coming up, and we're still in the month of January, but we've already, things got well into spring, and I don't know why.
We've encouraged people, mark your calendars, yep. Mark the first weekend in March, Friday and Saturday, the 2nd and 3rd of March, the Interstate Farm and Home Show. You want to be a part of that. The Cooking Extravaganza, April 10th. And again, if you have a business that you'd like to be part of that too, we'll have a vendor booth area as we always have for our cooking shows. And, you know, let us know if you'd like to be a part of that. We have a package size for everyone, again, for that too.
Okay.
But, Charlie, yes. As people have their calendars out, I got a few other things on my calendar that I want to encourage people to be a part of.
Get that calendar out, mark it, open up your phone, however you keep track of dates and times, or just, scratch it on your hand and work about it later. But Dory's got all kinds of good things. And you are involved in several ministries. Bartlesville Ladies Connection does something at least every month.
We do, and I want to invite all the ladies. So, sorry, Charlie, it's a ladies' luncheon.
That's okay.
But a ladies' luncheon on January 11th. It's a Thursday, so it's coming up a week from Thursday. And we're going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn. Mm. And our topic is 10 tips to dress 10 pounds thinner. So you don't have to go on a diet for this. You're going to learn from Catherine Graves. She's coming from Hayesville, Kansas, and she's just a really neat, inspirational speaker. But 10 tips to dress 10 pounds thinner.
I think nearly everybody could do that, male or female.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But we're calling it our 2018 Goals or Resolutions Luncheon. And again, we're going to be at Hilton Garden Inn at 11:45 to 1 o'clock. Bartlesville Ladies Connection is open to any ladies in the area that would like to come. Just give us a call and make a reservation. That's the most important part. We do need to have reservations the Tuesday before so we can turn in a number to them so we can have the tables and proper amount of food ready and things like that. But that's going to be our January luncheon. Catherine Graves, she is a writer, an image and fashion consultant. She's also director of a pregnancy care center. And she shares about helping women learn that beauty comes from the inside out. So I know it'll be just a really fun, inspirational luncheon, and we encourage people to come to that and join us. If you'd like to make a reservation, just give us a call here at the radio station, and we'll give you the numbers and how to do it. And I'm one of them that takes a reservation, so I'll be glad to help you and answer your questions about that, too.
918-336-1001.
Exactly. And then we're looking ahead toward our February. So mark, get out your calendar. The second Thursday in February is actually February 8th. And we're having your All Heart Luncheon. And we're going to be at Jane Phillips Medical Center.
Okay.
And so we'll have some heart healthy type programs there. Tanya Burke of Thayer, Kansas is going to come. And she actually made a lasting change, a life change in her life by battling an eating disorder and overcoming it. And she's now a personal trainer. And she shares how to live a heart healthy lifestyle. She's a business owner, a wife, and a busy mom. And she just wants to talk about heart healthy transformations in her life. And so it should be a really interesting program. Again, it'll be a good lunch. It's catered there by Deborah Soderstrom at Jane Phillips Medical Center. And so we should have a really wonderful luncheon again in January. We have an optional community connection that month, meaning that if you'd like to bring something to benefit something, and our program of benefit that month is going to be the comfort bags from Bartlesville High School. Mm-hmm. And you'll be talking to later this month to one of the high school gals who's starting this program and putting it together. But comfort bags go to students who have been targeted, have been abused, and they just need some encouragement in some way. And so these comfort bags are a way to encourage abused children to get over and through some of the situations that they're in. And so, for instance, in the comfort bag, there might be stress balls or fidget type stuff, teddy bears, stuffed animals, small blankets, that type of thing, in backpacks or beach bags and things. So as our community connection, we invite ladies to maybe bring something that can go in those comfort bags. And we'll find out more about that at our January luncheon to be able to bring to our February luncheon. So encourage people for that. In March, we're having a girls' night out. So we have a luncheon in January, a luncheon in February. Second Thursday in March is actually March 8th. And our girls' night out is going to be at Bartlesville Art Association, which is located right there by the Price Tower. Mm-hmm. And so then in April, we're going to be in Dewey at the Heritage Theater and Pub. We're going to be having a program by Rustic Touch up there on redecorating your home. And so that'll be our April luncheon. And then May is our annual Women's Business Expo. It's at the Community Center on May 10th. Again, that's the second Thursday. And that evening, we feature booths from area businesses that are owned by ladies. And they have an opportunity to sell some of their goods and things, too. And so we have a lot of neat things coming up for the next 5 or 6 months scheduled for Bartlesville Ladies Connection.
And again, there's no, you don't have to, you're not joining.
There's no membership or dues. Just come and join us when we can. And you know, we know people are busy and they can't come every month necessarily, but join us when you can. Bartlesville Ladies Connection always has an inspirational speaker that will be encouraging. You know, it goes along with the topic usually of what our event's going to be. We also do Bible studies throughout the community. And so if you're interested in those, we can get you some more information about that. The nice thing about a Bible studies is that they're in-depth enough. People have been a lot of Bible studies that they're getting some good meat out of the study, but they're also great for people who've never been in a study before, because the study books that we use match up with the study Bibles that we use for page numbers. So it says turn to John 3:16. It might be turn to page 521 or something like this. It'll say that right in the study book so that people feel comfortable, you know, being in a study for the first time. And not, I don't know where that book is, you know, and things like that. So so they're really neat studies, good topical ones, as well as books of the Bible. And we have a lot of different ones going on throughout the community. We also go to the jail every Wednesday afternoon and do Bible studies at the women's pods in the jail. Mm-hmm. And then once a month, we go to the jail and we do what we call a life lesson. And we get to meet with the gals there. We bring them a treat, and they look forward to that. But we also get to talk to them about issues that they maybe need to learn more on, a life lesson. It could be finances. It could be forgiveness. It could be job interviews or keeping a job. It could be parenting. A lot of different topics like this that we do.
Something that they can take with them for later.
Exactly, exactly, to help them overcome some of the situations that
they've
had.
Well, it is the Farm and Home Show coming up real soon, and if you are involved in business, you need to get signed up, and if you're not, then mark your calendar.
Mark your calendar to join us. Also, the cooking show. Get your recipes to us. We want you to be a part of it.
Sounds great. Dory and Tina, thanks so much for coming in this morning. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. Fire crews around the state have battled several house fires over these last few bitter